have the angelic realm or other dimensions where you have different counts.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Conscious Fitness Divine Body. Tonight we're going to be talking about a greater dimension than just our mind-body down here on Earth, but we are going to expand to talk about angels, and which are obviously in touch with us and through our mind and body as well. And for that very purpose, we are having a great guest with us tonight, which is who is Ken Barkin. Ken is someone that I've met about a few months ago, and out of nowhere, it was a little bit of a spooky meeting. And but you know, we hit it off, and since then, I cannot stop talking about his great work and great being he is. And Ken, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very great. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad we can share your vision, knowledge, and wisdom with all our listeners tonight. And so can you explain to us your appellation? You call yourself a light being intermediary. Can you explain to us a little bit more what that is?
Right. I do a lot of psychic work, but I work as a channel between the different realms. And so instead of me using the term psychic, I'm really acting as a bridge between the different groups that I work with, and I pass messages on from them. So
very
that's how we came up with that. And they actually are getting to the point where they want us to learn how to define ourselves without using standard definitions so that we can really get into our core essences.
Very cool. And you're also a manifestation consultant and a metaphysical teacher. So what is manifestation consultant? What is it about?
Well, I've studied different forms of feng shui, and I've eliminated the fear elements of that and just come up with ways so that I'm using different energy techniques to help people in creating whatever it is they're trying to bring into their lives. So I just like that term a little better because it really does encompass whatever it is that they're trying to bring into their life.
Totally. So tonight we are offering to our listener a great gift. We are offering some free readings. And in order to do that, because a reading usually starts with a question or something that the client wants to know, then the listeners who have a question, wondering about something in their life and need kind of an higher source to answer or redirect or direct their answers, then Ken is here for you, my friend. So in order to do so, what you have to do is really easy. You just have to dial a few numbers that you can find on your bbsradio.com, and you get two toll-free number, one USA only, one USA and Canada, and a direct line also, 530-876-3222. And you get a hold of Ken directly. You won't have to wait more. You won't have to wait for an appointment at least to start with. And you can have direct communication with him. So please don't hesitate. You call. You have 55 minutes to get a hold of him and ask him pretty much whatever you need to know. So we're going to do it throughout the show. So we will talk about angels. We will talk about earth tangents, because obviously they are here as well for that purpose and to kind of light us up in that matter. And Ken is going to tell us a little bit more about that. But we will kind of go back and forth between the discussion and some readings if they come to us. So tell us a little bit more about those angels and there's a lot of confusion from what I hear from my students, clientele, people who are kind of confused about, okay, are they real? You know, do I imagine them? What are those dimensions? Where do they live? What are they here for? How can I hear them? How can I see them? So give us a little bit more in depth and insight about our friends there.
Okay. Well, first of all, there are lots of different dimensions that we work with. That when somebody is a medium, they're working with the spirit realm, where our energies as humans go into the spirit realm, which is one dimension. Mm-hmm. So a medium is then tuning into that dimension to then bring through the loved ones, to then give information to their friends and their family here.
Mm-hmm.
The angelic realm is in a different dimension. They're in a higher vibrational dimension.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily look humanoid, but they can transform themselves to look like what we need them to look like.
Mm-hmm.
They'll also even give themselves a lot of times labels that will be comforting to us. So they do exist. They're mm-hmm. beautiful when they come through.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very kind, loving. They're going to have slightly different messages than our guides. And the guides are coming from another dimension,
mm-hmm.
where there are different energies that have lived on the earth that make a contract with us before we even come into the earth to help us out with our lives.
Mm.
And they're able to bridge the world so that they can see things from the higher dimensional energies as well as seeing things through what we may need on this earth plane. The reason a lot of people don't necessarily see those energies is because they are at a higher frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who's clairvoyant has the gift of being able to see those vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who's clairvoyant will be able to give you an image, or they'll get pictures of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's clairaudient is somebody who's hearing the messages.
Mm-hmm.
But they're using our senses as a way of getting messages to us. Somebody who is empathic, they feel things. Their body is used as the way of getting information.
Mm-hmm.
And so when students and so forth are asking, how do I develop my skills? First thing you want them to do is get into the sense of how do they receive information.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times it's breaking it down to how do you learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us learn differently, so all of us are going to receive information differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's inclusive of the different dimensional energies, that
okay.
we need to first get into our primary senses of how we connect better, because that's what they're going to start with giving us information in.
Mm-hmm.
When I started out in doing healing work, a lot of the times I got into realizing that I had to really get out of the way I was used to getting information, because it would start coming through the way that the client needed to receive it.
Oh.
So if I was used to seeing something, all of a sudden I was feeling something or was hearing it or it was coming in some other sense.
Mm-hmm.
I've even had clients where I smell different things and I have to just tell them what I'm smelling, because that will actually mean something to them.
All right.
And so that's what the primary thing is. People have to really open up their senses and get into the subtle. And a lot of the times in our culture, we're so bombarded with noise that
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to hear the subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always hear. People that are clairvoyant or clairaudient aren't necessarily seeing an image or hearing the image the way we would hear somebody who's in the room with us or see
mm-hmm.
the person in the room with us. That sometimes it's a very subtle shift in the energy. Some people may see a vibrational shift, like they may see a line appear in the room, like
mm-hmm.
they can see a wavelength moving,
mm-hmm.
and that they're actually seeing something. So they're being clairvoyant in that instance, but
mm-hmm.
it's not what they're expecting.
Yes.
So a lot of the times they think they're going crazy because that didn't make any sense to them.
Yes.
So somebody who is doing psychic work or channeling and so forth, they've learned how to interpret those information and those vibrational frequencies,
mm-hmm.
and they just pass on the information based off of that information.
Very good. So those information, in a way to get them is definitely a learning skills as well. There's
right.
There's as soon as you have find your primary way of getting information, then it's a matter of training. Let's opening up and doing it and practice makes it better to perform better, right?
Right. I mean, one of the biggest problems I've seen with clients is they say they want it, but they're scared of it.
Yes.
Or that they believe that it must be evil if they're receiving it, instead
yes.
of the concept that these are loving beings that are coming through to help you out.
Yes.
And anytime people are in fear, all they have to do is come into the concept of say a prayer to whatever mm-hmm. they believe in as their higher being.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for protection.
Mm-hmm.
And that will guarantee that you're going to be protected.
Yes.
And also asking, you can set the filter of what it is that you're trying to bring in. because these energies are very loving and they do want to connect with us.
Yes.
Sometimes the higher dimensional energies will have to go through into lower vibrational energies. And when I say lower vibration, it means that they may go into the angelic realm because that's a lot lower vibration than where they're at. I'm not talking about where somebody has to worry about somebody coming in and trying to harm them.
Mm-hmm.
We filter out any of that kind of energy. We don't want to even deal with that kind of energy.
Yes.
That it's the concept that they're from such a high frequency that they have to come down really low, and it takes a lot of work for them to come down to get us a message.
Yes.
But I work with a lot of the higher dimensional energies, and they will come down and give different messages.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times they may be very direct, not because they're not loving, but because they're working really hard to come down to a vibration that can get the message to us.
Yes.
So a lot of the times when people are trying to learn how to develop their skills.
I think we do have a call for you already.
All right.
Okay, do we want to take it? Yes, we want. Hello?
Okay.
Who's there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm very fine. What's your name?
My name is Shruti. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, great. Rudy, where do you live?
I just wanted to ask Ken a couple of questions. Does he have any message for me? First question.
For you particularly?
Yes.
They want to tell you stop basing your decisions off of fear. That you're holding yourself back in certain areas because of your fear of what could happen. And there's a lot of things that you're almost ready to shift. So there's some changes that are coming into your life. They're saying that you're going to get within the next month, you're going to start realizing that there's some other work that you're supposed to be doing, and you'll start getting those clues and start paying attention to that. Does that make sense?
Okay, cool.
That's cool.
That's okay with you, Rudy? It's going to have to be, huh?
Well, do you have a more specific question?
Yes. The next question was for my career transition. I'm in the process of career transition. And if there's any guidance or advice in that aspect.
Well, first of all, don't be scared of it. And also, do some stuff where you're actually writing down the type of things that you really like doing. You've taken jobs because you've been very responsible with them. But let's put some fun into this next job. And the way you do that is really get into the things that you really are passionate about doing. How do you... I was reading something a couple weeks ago, and one of the questions in that was, what do you want to leave the world with? How do you want to impact the world? And create that career based off of what it is that you want to bring into the world.
Okay. Well, I've started the investigation in that aspect of it, so hopefully the answers will start getting more and more clear for me.
Well, start writing a list of the things that you really love doing. If you could do anything in the world, what would you be doing? And start writing lists of those components.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working in an office now? Because they make it feel like you want to get out of the office. So you need something that's got a lot more freedom to it so that you have more control of your time.
Correct, yeah. That's what I would
put that into your list.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Call.
I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, and don't forget that, you know, anyone who calls and it's busy, just call again because you want to know. And, of course, we'll be given some information about how to reach directly Ken and bother him directly at home.
And communicate with me, right? Not bother me.
Yes. It's a good bother him. So, Ken, we were talking about our friends, the angels, and what is their purpose? Like, why would they want to help us? What is their greater purpose? Like, why would they want to do that?
They're basically pure love. So they're basically the name angel is a messenger. So they're coming through to help us in ways where they don't necessarily, they don't have any ego sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be very direct, but they're going to be very loving. And you, most of the times when they come through, you feel their energy of mm-hmm. love and compassion, and they'll come through with messages.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen stuff where a lot of people get reams and reams of information from the angel realm, and they're working to lower the vibration to get to us. So my experience has been that they've been very direct with the messages, and they're not long, flowing
mm-hmm.
messages.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the languaging may sound like it's archaic. Occasionally they'll come through with the these and thous.
Mm-hmm.
But they're basically here to just kind of help point us in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Just like most people have guides, we also have somebody from an angelic energy that
mm-hmm.
is around us. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're there to guard us. Sometimes they're mm-hmm. there to just kind of help make sure that things are on track for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start looking at them as some of your best friends,
mm-hmm.
that their intention is to come and help us and
mm-hmm.
and to be there and be supportive of us.
Because
as we learn in this realm, they also are learning from us.
All right. So the difference between, like, how do you, do you need to call in for a certain name in order to get a certain angel if you have a certain question in a certain area of your life?
Yeah.
Or they will know which one to come.
Well, I like to use the premise that I ask for what I need and the appropriate energy is going to come in to help me out. Because a lot of the times when people subscribe to this angel is in charge of this and this angel is in charge of this and this angel is in charge of this,
mm-hmm.
sometimes that may not be the best angel for you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of work with the Archangel Uriel. And
mm-hmm.
So there are certain things that I would do with that angel that other angels may be known for that material, for
mm-hmm.
that energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I will get it through other angels.
I see.
Because there have been times where I've called in a specific angel and they've come in and made it very clear that they don't work with me.
Oh.
There are other angels that are better suited for what I'm going to need there.
Very nice.
And it's not that they, in fact, they've come in sometimes because they felt a little harsh when they came in to let that message get through. and they've come back to apologize and say that it wasn't that they meant to be mean with that, but
sure.
It was just, they knew that I knew that they weren't the best being to work with me in that instance.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times if you just state what you need help with,
yes,
you may need a guide to come through sometimes.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of star beings in this realm, and the star beings are the alien energies that people
mm-hmm.
will talk about, but they
mm-hmm.
really are beings that come from other existences that are also coming in to help us out. So
mm-hmm.
some people are more aligned with that. And so
mm-hmm.
if you open up and say, this is what I need help with, then you're allowing the proper energy to come through to help
mm-hmm.
you out.
So it is, you know, making ourselves, not second-guess ourselves. It's really knowing that what we ask for is going to be answered the right way.
Right.
Right.
And it may be different from what we think the right way is.
Correct.
Because
sometimes
if we have a whole plan,
yes.
And the plan has nothing to do with what our plan is.
Yes.
So even, you know, using that exercise of putting out this is the list of what I really love doing,
mm-hmm.
the way that may look in reality is something very different from what you even imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into the qualities that you need in something,
mm-hmm.
then often you'll bring that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or it will manifest into your life or you'll be led to it. But then you have to be willing to go into that, whatever is showing up from that perspective.
Yes.
And that's another area that people trip themselves up in.
Yes,
because
that's what we need.
Because they set up parameters, but then they block the parameter.
Yes. And the here I start to kind of really put some understanding behind angels and you know, guides, and there's one more that comes to my mind that is the higher self. What's the difference between when we talk about the message from the higher self and that is obviously, you know, a guide as well, but what is the difference?
The higher self is actually you.
That's
it. It's you from the higher plane.
Okay.
And a lot of the times people... okay.
We're going to keep the higher self for a little later.
Okay.
Who is with us? Hello?
Hi, Aline.
Hey, hi.
What's hi. This is Kimberly, and first I want to say thank you so much for coming into my life.
Oh, Kimberly, I'm so happy.
You have just been a godsend.
Kimberly, you want to talk to Ken, I'm sure.
Pardon?
I said that you want to talk to Kim, to Ken, I'm sure.
What I have for Ken is, one, how can I become more connected with my guardians?
With your guardian, with guardians? The guides or?
Guides, yes, guides.
Okay. There's somebody named Matthew that you work with, and start talking to him.
Really?
And you can use his name when you're calling him in.
Okay.
And there's another one named Melissa who's around you. And so talk to those two as if they're your best friend and start asking them questions and ask them to give you the information in a way that you can receive it.
Okay. Okay.
Because a lot of the times they'll be giving you a message and give them a clear sign saying, okay, I got this piece, but I'm not sure. Can you give me a little bit more information on that?
Okay.
And that'll just start opening up the connection a little bit better for you.
Okay, perfect.
Now, when you ask about guardians tend to be energies that are protectors of us.
Okay.
And if you want to bring them in, all you do is ask for the appropriate energies to come in and protect you. And a lot of times that's a good blessing to do at night or when you're going out into a place where you're not quite sure about where you're going.
Okay.
Invite the guardians to come in and protect you.
Excellent.
Great.
And sometimes those will be guardian angels. Sometimes they may be star beings. Sometimes they may be somebody from another realm that's coming in. A lot of
another
times
realm,
it's quite
as
interesting
in
to see who comes through. But they'll be very loving and very protective.
When you say another realm, could that be somebody that may have passed on?
No. Like I have, there are two guardians that I have in front of my house that are Lemurian. So they're from other time periods sometimes. Sometimes some of my guards are angelic. Some of them are star guards. Sometimes they're elemental guards that come through.
Hmm.
So they're not necessarily from spirit realms, but there are some times where you might have energies from past lives that are protective of you, and they may come through.
Okay.
Do you have? Can you have like diseased loved one, people who passed on, who can come back as your guardian?
Not usually, but a lot of the times they're keeping an eye out for you.
Uh huh.
So a lot of the times you will like. I did a reading for somebody a couple days ago, and her father was standing right behind her the whole time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Not so much that he wanted to give information, but he was watching over her.
Oh.
So our loved ones do come and they do surround us. And a lot of the times people will say, well, okay, they've crossed over, but I don't necessarily want that person to come through. Once they've truly crossed over, they're not going to have a lot of the personality traits that they had, that they will be clear from that information.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they are going to be protective and very loving.
Okay.
That's the good news, Kimberly.
Yes, it is. I can completely see that happening.
Yeah.
One other question. I've had some definite changes in my life recently, and I feel that I'm on a very good path, and I'm doing what I need to do to get to where I want to go, but I just wanted to know if there was any input that you're getting that I may need to look a little differently at things.
Well, the first thing they're saying is breathe through this and trust it.
Okay.
It's a little bit of the same thing. I can feel your apprehension from that. And trust it, because you are going in the right direction. And you're very intuitive, so you are listening. You're paying attention to what's coming through. Trust it.
Yay.
Okay. Yay. Thank you, Kim.
And you're worried about money, but there's some money that's about to come in. So keep going on the track.
Could you repeat that?
Sorry?
I didn't quite hear it.
Oh, I said there's some money that you were worried about, but it's going to be coming in. So keep going with the direction that you're going in.
Thank you. Okay. So very much.
You're
you
welcome.
Give me a lot of peace. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thanks, Helene.
All right, talk to you.
All right, thank you, Kimberly.
Soon. All right, well, quite a good news there for Kimberly. She lives in Austin, and she's going to get a hold of Jane, your friend, medium,
Okay.
soon. Yeah, actually, she did, I think. But, yeah. So we are talking about higher self. So the higher self you are saying is actually me or you.
Well, your higher self would be you, yes. But it might be your God self. It might be your angelic self. It might be your star self. It might be your elemental self. Most of us come from one of the different kingdoms of light. And I'm saying kingdom because that's the closest earth term that we could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
So your higher self is going to be connected into that energy.
Very interesting.
And that is going to be, so there are times like people will say, well, you're only talking to your higher self. Well, your higher self might be a God form, or it might be a goddess form, or star form, or something that's got a lot of information that you don't necessarily have in your physical form.
Very, okay, I understand.
So never be scared to listen to the higher self, because the higher self is the one that knows all of the reasons that you're in this lifetime.
I see. Okay, we're going to listen to her then.
But the thing is, your higher self isn't necessarily male or female.
Correct. Very interesting.
A lot of times people think, well, I'm in a male body or female body, and so my higher self must be that.
Oh.
And that's not necessarily true.
So, but they don't really, do they care about if I say she or he?
No. It's not
They're cool about it.
it's just important for people to understand. It's like when we get out of the physical body, we're not definitely male or female.
There's no gender.
I mean, even our ancestors, when they come through,
mm-hmm.
they'll show up, and a lot of times they'll show up the way they looked in their 20s or 30s.
Oh, that is a good lifting tool.
But they aren't necessarily, because they can see all the lifetimes where they were male or female.
Okay.
So they can morph and mm-hmm. all of that. And the angelic realm, the angels will actually morph into male or female based off of what somebody needs.
Oh, I see. All right. So is there, like you were saying, that their purpose is, you know, they are pure love and they're here to support us in what we are doing on our personal level. But then we also, are a collective consciousness, and there's a global,
right.
in this earth. And so are they also helping us in achieving a more global purpose?
They are, and they're also helping support the Earth and the changes that the Earth is about to make.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. It's very interesting to, I had a lot of people asking for that in myself. So what are those Earths changing?
Well, the Earth is basically getting ready to evolve. So
mm-hmm.
it's not stuff. I've heard a lot of people say, well, if we band together, we can stop this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really why we're here. We're not here to stop the Earth from changing.
Yes.
We're actually here to help support the changes so that we can help life after that change.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, I usually break it down to, a lot of people are here to take care of the physical earth, and
mm-hmm.
those are the people that have strong desires to take care of ecology.
Mm-hmm.
They want to clean up the earth. They want to take care of cleaning the water.
Do we want to take that call?
Sure, we can take that call.
Yes, let's take the call.
Okay.
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, hi. What's your name?
My name is Esther.
Hi. Welcome
Esther.
To the show.
Yes, I was wanting to talk to Ken Barkin.
Okay. What do you want to ask Ken?
Pardon me?
What do you want to ask Ken?
Well, I just, my daughter-in-law called me today and said that he would be on tonight, and to ask him a question if it was an angel message for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm traveling through Oklahoma, but I live in near Herman, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a more specific question, something you want to ask them?
I just want to know if there's a message from an angel for me or any.
I mean, the main message they have is just to let you know you are loved and you're appreciated for all you do.
Pardon me? I can't hear you.
The main thing they want you to know is that you are loved and appreciated for all that you do.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that again.
Maybe she can hear you better. That you are loved and you are appreciated and valued for everything that you're doing.
I can't understand that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Aline, maybe she can hear you better.
You was telling you that the message is that you are loved.
And appreciated.
Oh, that I am loved.
You are loved and appreciated for everything that you do.
Oh, okay.
And you're a wonderful caretaker.
And you are a wonderful caretaker.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. That's a good message.
And she makes a bean cake.
Yes, I know. Everybody tells me that. So
you need to start to trust.
I just wondered if there was a message from one of my loved ones that had gone on before.
Okay,
so is there a specific person you want to hear a message from?
Yeah, my son Dennis that passed away three years ago.
What they're saying, because I'm not talking to him specifically, but they're saying he's well taken care of on the other side. Does he like to play poker? Because it seems like he's playing poker up there.
He always liked baseball games, and he liked...
No, they're showing him playing cards.
Somebody playing cards?
They're showing Dennis at like a card table.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's having a good time over there.
Well, maybe so. I don't know.
Well, they're good for him.
You were worried about the way he crossed over, and he's okay.
Oh, well, I really didn't worry about that. It's just that I feel that he's around me a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, they do. They come and visit all the time.
Oh,
And they check on us, and they especially around birthdays.
And I had another son that passed on 19 years ago, and his name was Kevin, and he got killed in a car accident by a drunk driver.
Yeah, what you need to know from Kevin is that he wasn't hurt during that transition period. They took him out before he would have felt any pain. So he's just fine, and he's happy over there.
Okay.
Is your husband over there also?
I have three husbands. I have had. They're all gone, yes.
Well, their father's over there.
Their fathers?
Yeah, the sons that you're talking about, their fathers with them.
Well, yeah.
So they're all together. They're all just fine.
Okay. That's
good. When they're showing the card table, it's like the guys are sitting there at the card table together.
Okay.
So they're spending time. They spend a lot of time over there together.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like when you need them, all you have to do is think about them. When you're thinking about an activity that you did together and so forth, they're with you.
Okay.
But they're not. None of them are in any pain. All of them are just fine over there. They're very happy and healthy.
Oh, so you see anything in my future? I'm 60.
You ready for husband four?
No, please don't call me that. No, I've got a wonderful man that I'm traveling with. That we've known each other about 2.5 years, and I just don't want to get married again. I hope you don't see that in my future.
Well, I mean, this guy could be acting as husband for. Maybe you're just not going to
get married. Yes, he would be, but we just made up our mind that we just live together.
Okay, well, but that energetic will show up as the same thing, though.
Yeah,
because
I know,
definitely, you have a commitment to this guy.
Yeah,
because, you know, we've been through so much, and I can't lose another one. So
this one is going to stay.
Yeah, well, the beauty is you never lose them. They're around.
That's true.
Well, that's true. I guess so. I just don't know it. I know that they have come back and did some things that I was only spiritual. And,
mm-hmm.
And
well, it's like sometimes they leave you things by your pillow.
You what?
Sometimes they leave you little things by your pillow.
Put what by my pillow? I'm sorry.
They can leave you some things like on your pillow sometimes. So look on your pillow.
Yeah, sometimes around your bed you notice different things that show up, and that's from them.
And it be around my pillow, you say?
No, like they leave you different things, like by the nightstand next to the pillow.
Yeah.
That you end up seeing different things there, and that's them leaving something to let you know that they're thinking of you or they're around you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your first husband, sometimes he'll kiss you on your cheek when you're lying down.
My first husband?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep.
You know, I've never dreamed of him doing something like that, but I know he loved me.
Sometimes he gives you a kiss on the cheek.
I guess they all did, but...
Yeah.
But I know my first husband really did, yeah. And he's the father of my children that are gone. I only got one son left and two grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And one grandchild has autism, and I was wondering if there's anything that'll ever cure that.
Well, for that grandchild, watch his diet. Make sure that they're giving him a really healthy diet. Try to get all of the chemicals out of the food that he's eating, and that'll help him out.
How do you do that?
It's giving him more organic food, not processed food. Take the processed food out of his diet.
Okay, do what now?
Make sure you're giving him fruits and vegetables and grains, and get the processed food out of his diet.
I didn't get the last part. I heard grains.
You need to make sure that he will get some organic food, more fruits and vegetables and more fresh food.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you want to cut out things like McDonald's and that kind of stuff out of the diet.
Cut that stuff out. Well, he gets too much of that, I know. His mother does not cook.
Ah.
Okay, well, somebody may want to take a cooking course there.
Well, my son works, and he does most of the cooking but she's disabled. I mean, she's got a mental disability, and she just couldn't hold down a job, and she's not very good at raising these two children, these two grandchildren of mine, and it hurts me, and I don't know what I can do to help.
Well, recognize that's part of their contract with her, not something you have to... It's not your contract with them to change certain things.
No, I know it's not what nothing I can do, but...
Yeah, it's basically...
You probably do a lot already.
Oh, I do what I can, Paul.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your time with us, and hopefully all those great news will be helping you along the way.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You have a good evening, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Ken, for that. That was a lot of information. All right, so we were talking about those host changes. So let's go back to that. So you were telling us...
So we were talking about some people will be called to take care of the environment. Some people mm-hmm. are called to take care of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are drawn towards the people aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of helping people understand what their part is. But it's not really about us changing the Earth to what we want it to be, but supporting it as it evolves, we're evolving also.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to see things like the land masses will actually change over the next 20 to 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if we pay attention and we learn to develop our own intuition, we'll be in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're also going to be seeing weather patterns changing.
Yes.
And it's going to be in such a way that we're going to see larger tornadoes in different areas.
Mm.
Or the tsunamis that we're seeing, or earthquakes. It's mm-hmm. just all part of how the Earth is using to cleanse itself and reconfigure itself.
Mm-hmm. So there are going to be more like natural disasters? You're talking about natural disasters?
Yeah, we will be seeing a lot of that. And there are going to be some things that we're going to see as man-made as well.
Man-made. Well, we're going to be talking about that right after this this call. Who
All
is
right.
calling us?
Hi,
Hello?
My name is Veronica.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good, great. Yeah, thank you for calling. What do you want to ask Ken?
I have a question. I recently broke up with my... boyfriend, I was wondering if I should be concerned about moving.
You should be concerned, and I don't see any concern about moving. I think it's probably you're feeling a sense that you need to move, so I would pay attention to that.
Okay, now I just feel like he's stalking me a little bit.
They're saying he's not stalking you,
okay.
But he hasn't let go of you. So some
right.
of the things that you may want to do is clear out his pictures out of your house and visualize that the cords that are connected to him are cut
okay.
and ask that he be removed from your life totally in light and love so that he can go on to what he needs to go create.
Okay. Yeah, because my life completely changed ever since we broke up.
Yeah.
It was just a nightmare before. So.
Yeah. Where are you living now?
I'm living in Pasadena in one bedroom. I was planning to move
to
your place.
You know what? I'd start looking at Colorado.
Okay.
And the Denver area is coming up for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Denver is beautiful.
Yeah. And it can be outside of Denver. The other area you might look at is Colorado Springs.
Okay. Thank you.
But it is time for you to get out of there.
Yeah.
Because when we were talking about earth changes, that's actually one of the areas that's going to be having a lot of issues.
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
thank you,
Veronica, for your call.
Bye.
Did you have another question?
I'm sorry?
Did you have another question?
Oh, no, just basically that was it. I mean,
the other thing that they're saying is invoke for your guardians and the energies that protect you to come in and make sure that you're safe.
Okay.
And that'll make you start feeling more secure and safe.
Yeah.
And next time when you're dating make your list of all the qualities that you want in a partner. And for the next partner, make sure that you really get to know them before you agree to go out with them.
All right.
They're also saying it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to do a background check next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But you're okay. You're okay. I don't see that you're going to have any problems there.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica. Have a good evening. Do we have someone else?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? No hello? Okay. Well, we're going to go and move on with our subject of man-made. You were talking about man-made disaster.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to be seeing there's a lot of anger and violence that we're seeing in the world. And,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that we can do to help nullify that is stop watching all the violence and anger.
Mm-hmm.
Stop reading things that are about violence and anger.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can start reprogramming our energies into something that's a lot more loving and kind.
Yes.
And that'll help neutralize some of that anger energy.
Yes.
But we're building up into this thing where there are a lot of people that are just into that anger.
Yes.
And so that's where we're going to be seeing a lot of the violence.
Okay.
A lot of it we're going to be seeing it from overseas as well.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we want to take this call, Ken?
Sure, we can take that call.
Okay. Hello. How are you?
Aline, this is Cindy. How are you?
Cindy. How are you, Cindy?
I'm doing well.
What do you want to know?
I have a question about, I know this is very earth thinking, but I have considerations about marketing a product, and I want to know if I'm on the right track.
They're saying do a little bit more research on what your idea is, because there's some better ways for you to actually get it out there.
Okay.
It's a good idea. It's going to take off, but it needs a little bit of refinement before you actually get into the marketing stage.
Any specifics on that? Where to research, for example?
Where to research? It's actually getting clearer as to what you want to do with the product. So go back and look at the product and look at how you want to utilize that product to help benefit society.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
And if you get clear in that, that's where it's going to take off. Right now, you've got the idea, but you're not quite sure how you want it to impact people.
Okay.
And as soon as you get that into clarity, I see it taking off.
Okay, and can I ask you one more question?
So if you're asking when to get out into the world, it's within the next year.
Okay.
So you're close. You're really close. You got the idea pretty well formed, but just look at how it's going to benefit others, and that'll actually start making you a lot of money from that.
Okay, and do you think there's any need to get a patent?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to get a patent on it.
All right.
And then they're saying within 2 years you'll see the money really coming back from that.
That means I'll have to hire people.
But it's going to take off in the next year. It's just it'll take about 2 years before you really see profit from it.
Okay, that's just fine. That sounds just fine.
Great.
I need some time. Okay, I really don't have any other questions unless there's anything else they need me to know right now.
Trust yourself and trust that it's a good idea.
Okay. I know what he's talking about.
You know, it's like getting into the surrender aspect. Like one of the laws of manifestation is you get really clear and really focused, and then you learn how to just let it go so they can actually go out into the world.
Okay.
But the step, do the patent as soon as possible.
Okay. I sure will.
And while you're in that process, also make sure that you're really clear as to how you want to help people through the product.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Good. Thank
you
very much.
It's going to do well for you.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Thank
you,
Cindy.
It's good that you're in your own business, too.
What's that?
It's good that you're creating your own business with it.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good,
right.
Cindy.
Okay,
excellent.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, good luck. Have a good evening. Bye. Okay, so we are jumping back in our Earth changes, and so there's going to be place that obviously where it's going to be safer to be. Is it? Do we trust that whoever will need to be there will be?
Yeah, but there is going to be a time where we're going to have to start getting people to start moving more inland.
Okay.
Like some of the areas that I see as really safe are more mountainous areas.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was talking about Colorado, that's going to be one of the safer areas. New Mexico, Wyoming, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is pretty safe, but we're going to want to pull people away from the Gulf areas.
Mm-hmm.
East Coast, upstate New York, around the mountain areas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more inland.
Okay.
We're going to see areas around the Mississippi. The Mississippi is actually going to grow quite large. And that's within the next 40 years. So
okay. People
don't have to leave tomorrow, but it's something for people that are living right next to the Mississippi to realize that that's going to actually be one of the areas where the U.S. breaks into three.
Mm.
And we're going to actually see that that is one of the division areas.
Okay.
We're actually going to see another division on the other side of the Rockies from Colorado.
Hmm.
So are those
geographical changes, are they similar to what the prediction of the 2012 timeline was saying?
Some of them are actually going to be way after that.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them we are going to start seeing that actually we're starting to see some of the shifting now.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to see Spain breaking off from Europe.
Oh.
And that'll be within maybe about 30 years.
Oh, well.
And there's going to be a lot of changes within Europe as well, that we're going to see the land masses changing within that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see a lot of Italy disappearing.
Oh.
You know, we've had some of the predictions where Florida ends up going under a lot of water.
Yes.
We're going to see the same thing happening with Italy.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a good time to go see it and enjoy it now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then we're going to see the land masses in Eastern Europe and through Asia and Russia. That's also going to have some land mass changes.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously drastic changes globally, right?
Right.
And,
so
those changes physically and geographically happens because the energy field of the Earth itself is changing, is shifting?
Right.
Right.
And as that's shifting, we're also shifting.
Yes.
We may notice, like, people may notice that there's certain foods that they can't eat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain things they can't drink and certain things that they're just used to blindly doing that all of a sudden they have to be more conscious of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be part of it. We're also going to be seeing a shift where we become more community-based. So we're taking care of each other more as communities instead of as a global thing or as a country thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things my group's shown is also a change in the currency. So
The
U.S. dollar will actually change into a different currency.
Okay, let's get ready
within
then.
Within 20 years, they're showing the capital of the U.S. being around Denver.
Oh.
So we're going to be seeing a lot of changes in society and the way things are actually structured. And it's going to be drastic and maybe seem scary, but it's going to be stuff that will actually take care of the populace a lot better.
Yes. So, and in order for us on a more individual and personal level, the best way for each of us to move through that global shift is really to listen to where the energy flow goes, and wherever it seems that it's taking us, we need to go. Where it feels good to go, we need to just embrace it and just go.
Right.
And or is there any thing that you think of that, okay, if you feel that or if you see that or if you hear that, then that's the time for you to do something.
That's right. And sometimes one of the follow-up questions when you're getting that feeling is, what's the timeline of when I need to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because they may say, we want you there now or get out now.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, yeah, pack up and get out.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the times they give us a little bit of warning. So the main thing that people can do is really develop their own intuition.
Yes.
So that they learn how to pay attention. Because all kids are very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of adults will say comments to them saying, well, you don't need to do that right now. Or
mm-hmm.
you don't really feel that.
Yes.
And we need to get back into that sense of ourselves where we really understand, no, this doesn't feel comfortable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or this does feel comfortable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't matter where you end up. If you end up and you're following your intuition and you're making that sense of this is what feels organically right to me,
mm-hmm.
then you'll be in the right place at the right time.
Correct. Correct.
And none of this is to raise fear in people. This is about really learning how to trust what you're here to do and
yes.
how you're here to do it.
Yes.
Because we all have our own gifts. Everybody has their own purpose and their own reason for being here.
Definitely.
And
so,
it's really about listening to that and doing that.
So, and, you know, I know that you are teaching classes throughout the years, and obviously there's when you get on your website, which is www.kenbarkin.com, you can get on a calendar the different class that you are doing throughout the years. And I see that you have one on Wednesday the 14th of May, so this month, like next week.
Right.
And you're gonna be talking about the earth changes and, you know, what and taking place in the world, in this world as a light worker, right?
Right, and trying to help people understand what their purpose is in being here at this time.
Very nice.
Because as scary as this can be, it's like, this is why light workers are actually here, is to help
mm-hmm.
out with all of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And be supportive and loving and help people with whatever it is that they need help with.
Yes. So everyone who is in the surrounded of Austin, or, you know, wants to travel across the world to get down here and then get to hear Ken to talk about these earth changes and maybe can get a more than a glimpse of about that subject, then you're more than welcome to join him on the 14th of May at 7 p.m. And if you get if you want to get more information about it, obviously you get on his website, or you can also call Ken at 512-973-9112. And something else that is that was I was wondering is in terms of angel, if it's a question that I had once from a client. Someone was telling me, well, you know, my problem is if I ask, I don't want to feel selfish and I don't want to ask Archangel Michael to come here if he's busy doing something else somewhere else.
Right, and they can be in 30 million places at one time or more.
Yes.
So you're not taking one away from the other. Same thing like
okay.
our ancestors can be with many relatives at one time.
Right.
It's like once we're out of this physical reality, we can actually be in many locations doing
Correct.
Many things at one time.
Yes.
So, but instead of just using Michael, though, I might say, whoever is most appropriate for, could you come
yes.
in and help me with that?
Yes.
And you can even ask them, can you give me a sense of what your name is?
Oh, yeah.
And it's a way of, and you may have, like, a name pops into your head, and that's a way
mm-hmm.
of them sharing their name with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are actually many phylums of angels.
Mm-hmm.
And the archangels are just one phylum.
Yes.
Okay, we finished?
So we're done?
I think we're done.
Yes, I think it is.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so then we're done.
All right.
Okay, so Ken, you just hang up the phone, and I will call you right back, okay?
All right, great. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.